Creates Arts Podcast. Commentary. Connection. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my 30-plus years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So I'm continuing on with the Kickstart creativity theme that I've been going with all year so far. And let me tell you a little bit about it. So, as always, links are in the show notes, but this is by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse, and it's 50 prompted cards to spark inspiration. There's three types of cards in here, and we got done working on the intention cards. Now we're working on the perspective cards, and so today we're going to be discussing connection. And on the front of the card, it says, illuminated connections are the essence of creative work. A little bit of story. I do need to jump back a moment. Forgive me. It's Sunday morning. But the little backstory behind this is that my wife, in 2022 for the holidays, got me this deck of cards, and I thought, why is she getting me a deck of cards to spark inspiration? I mean, I run a podcast called Create Art Podcast. Why do I need this? And I think we all need something like this in our lives. I mean, you know, you're listening to this podcast, so that tells me a little bit about you, and I'm doing these cards, which tells you a little bit about me. I mean, neither one of us is perfect, and sometimes we could use a little bit of help. So with these cards, what I've been doing is every week going through them, kind of, you know, reading through the cards on a Sunday and then thinking about it for the entire week. So that's you know, my little spiel behind why I'm doing these cards for the year of 2023 here. So, like I said, we're talking about connection. Illuminated connections are the essence of creative work. Illuminated. Maybe that is going to be a word that we do soon. And on the back of the card, it says, for Steve Jobs, innovation came when he followed his intuition. Even when doing so meant leaving a well-known path, a well-worn path, he took calligraphy as a college dropout simply because it fascinated him. Now, years later, what he learned about calligraphy came back to him when he was designing the first Mac, giving special consideration to fonts and aesthetics. Jobs said it was impossible for him to connect the dots looking forward as a dropout, but could only connect what he had learned about calligraphy when he looked back. So let me just say, to start off, I'm not a huge Steve Jobs fan. I'm not an Apple guy. I'm a PC guy. I'm an Android guy. So that's just my thing. And I know that that's knocking out possible connections that I could have with other people, because, you know, the whole Apple universe is its own world from an outsider's viewpoint. And if you are listening to this on an Apple device, well, good for you. And I hope this sounds as good as it does on an Android device or a Apple computer or a PC or what have you, even Linux or Linux. But what I find interesting about this whole, thing with Steve Jobs and calligraphy is that, you know, while he was going through it, he couldn't connect the dots into, you know, making a very stylistic computer, the whole system and, you know, the internals and the externals. But it had to be, you know, years later when he, you know, figured out, oh, that's where this idea is coming from. Okay. And he was able to connect the dots, so to speak. And connection is such an important thing for artists. Connection has brought you to me. Somehow, some way you found this podcast, whether it's a recommendation or a really well-placed web search, however it is, I'm glad you found it. And that's the type of connection that, you know, I'm talking about. It's great to have. I've had many fortunate connections in my life. I could do a podcast, maybe I should, on all the connections that I've made through podcasting, just through podcasting. And I consider podcasting an art form as well. So just all the connections that I made through that is well worth the price of admission, if you ask me. But let's continue on, shall we? So with this whole, you know, Create Art podcast, I want to remove the mystery behind a lot of the terminology that is thrown around in artistic circles. So let's look at what Merriam-Webster says about connection. It's a causal or logical relation or sequence, contextual relation or association, relationship in fact, a relation of personal intimacy. I like that last part the best, personal intimacy. We have right now, if you think about it, we are having a connection, and it's a very intimate connection because I'm talking right into your ears. You're listening either to me in earbuds, maybe you're driving your car and listening to me. You know, sometimes I listen to podcasts while I mow the lawn, but the big thing is it's my voice going into your ears. So if we think about the connection like that, it is a very intimate connection. And it's a connection that all the arts are trying to do. You know, we're trying to convey, you know, what we see or experience to others. And some of us, you know, would like to have, you know, the commentary back and forth instead of just a one-way street. I find it's a lot better when, you know, the commentary is back and forth versus just, you know, me spouting off things. And the connections I've gotten in the podcasting world have been because of the back and forth. Just recently, I was interviewed on Harry Duran's podcast called Podcast Junkies, which I've been listening to for years. And I subscribe to his newsletter, and you can subscribe to mine in the show notes. Just check out the show notes. I have a newsletter, and it's, you know, it's a nice newsletter. But I connect with him on Twitter. I connect with him through his newsletter. As a matter of fact, I've got to reread the newsletter again today because it was a really good one, and, you know, throw my 2 cents worth at him. But I have that connection. I have a connection with Dave Jackson. You know, I've interviewed him and I've communicated back and forth with him, you know, multiple times. I've seen him in person. So, you know, and he's one of the, you know, big dogs in podcasting. So I have that connection. And one thing with connection is, you know, you have to put yourself out there to get that connection. Because if I never went to a podcast festival or a podcast conference, if I had never emailed into a podcast or responded to a newsletter, or, you know, if there was no action on my part, there would be no connection. So there needs to be a connection between both parties. And, you know, how can you get that connection? You leave yourself open. You give people ways to connect with you. I mean, that's why, you know, in each show, I let you know, email me at any point. So, and I always give my email address. I have way too many email addresses, but I always do give the, at least one email address, if not five. I have too many. And just because I have that many email addresses does not mean that, I'm connecting with anything. I have to utilize those, you know, with social media, there's a lot of downsides to it, but there's a lot of upsides to it. There's a lot of connections that are happening out there in social media. And our definition of social media is changing every few years. We had MySpace, we had GeoCities, we had bulletin board systems. You know, now we've got the Facebook, the Snapchat, this, that, the other thing. So when we utilize these connections, and that's why I'm always saying, you know, create more than you consume. And it's something that I have to learn as well every day. When you utilize these connections, you never know what's going to happen. A lot of great things can happen when you utilize your connections. Now, I'm going to tell you about a connection that I just recently utilized. Is I have a friend that attends poetry readings, and he's runs a few things here in town. Because of that connection, I am starting up in the month of June of 2023, a podcast meetup at our local library. And that's because, you know, I wasn't asked to do it. I asked to do it. I asked to lead it. And it was because of the connection that I had an insight on how to get it approved and get it approved quickly. So, if I hadn't developed that connection, I wouldn't have known to walk up to this guy and talk to him about what I wanted to do. And, so I've always been, you call it connection, call it networking, whatever you want to call it, but you have to cultivate it. You have to nurture it. Jordan Harbinger has a wonderful podcast where he talks about, digging the well before you need it, contacting your people, your texts, whoever you have on text message, whoever you have on your phone for your contacts, contact them once a month and, find out what they're doing, find out how you can help them. And if you need help with something, communicate that to them, because otherwise they don't know. We live inside of our heads. We really do. We live inside of our heads, inside of our bodies. And to break out of that and to connect with a person, it's a very freeing experience. So, yeah, I as you can tell, I have a lot to say about connection. One of my former jobs was helping people find jobs. And the connections that I made it a lot easier for the people that I was serving to find jobs. So it's not just a artistic thing. It's a career thing. It is a vocational kind of thing. But it is necessary. It is essential, I would say, in our artistic practice is to make those connections. Yes, go paint the picture. Yes, go make a wonderful dress or great music. But if that doesn't go out to an audience, then that's just for you. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But the world is not going to see it. And you can't expect the world to come knocking on your door going, "Hi, this is the world. Do you have any good paintings or dance or food or anything artistic that you'd like to share with us?" The world doesn't do that. You need to go and step out into the world. And I know a lot of folks that are, shall we say, shy, timid about their art. They don't know how to tame that inner critic. So that inner critic stops them. And they never put anything out there. And they wonder why the world isn't doing anything. With podcasters, a lot of people, look at their numbers all the time. The numbers aren't going to move by themselves. People aren't going to know about you unless you put it out there. Whatever brought you here today to listen to this podcast, I'm not sure what that was, but there was some sort of connection in the universe, and that connection brought you here. And conversely, there's some sort of connection that brought me here to talk to you. So whatever that is, cherish it, cultivate it. Make sure that you're reaching out to folks, and you can always start by reaching out to me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. By all means, I'm not going to stop you from doing that. So this next part here is let's get into the challenges that we have here. That's one of the things I do like about these cards is they do provide you challenges. So it's not just, oh, read the card, feel good about yourself. It's no, here's something for you that you can do that'll help you out. So the first challenge is reflect alone or in a group about a time you followed your intuition without knowing where it would lead. So, gosh, I mean, I do that every day. I follow my intuition, and I don't know where it's going to lead, but I do, you know, I try to plan things out, you know, try to have a 5 and 10 year plan. And I try to be not methodical, because that sounds mean or devious or evil, but I try to be mindful. There we go. That's a good one. Be mindful about the things that I do. And that's how I follow my intuition. And, you know, sometimes it goes pretty close to according to plan. And other times it's like, what the heck happened? I take, for instance, you know, my current job. I knew I had to get out of the old job because it wasn't doing my mental health any good. And I was like, well, let me go ahead and try to find something new. Well, not only did I find a new job, but it also is allowing me to do podcasting for the, you know, for the job. And it's paying me more than the old job, much more, and has more opportunities for me. So, and the opportunities are limitless. The only limit is me. So that's, you know, that's just one instance out of thousands. But that is one thing that I always try to do, is try to follow that intuition, because you never know what you're going to bump into. Okay, so the next challenge is read and travel widely whenever you can. Be curious and open to new people, ideas, practices, and theories. Log the connection you found, because you've been open to new things because they fascinate you. Oh my God, you should never be bored. You should never not have inspiration if you just follow that. I mean, go out there, read books, look at documentaries, go and, you know, talk to people, sit at a coffee shop and talk to the barista there. Or, you know, if you're at a restaurant, have a talk with the waiter and waitress, and or the owner, or, you know, the person sitting next to you. And then log those down, and, you know, what happened? Where were you at? What time of day it was? What time of year it was? How you were feeling? And just doing that, just logging this kind of stuff, you're going to appreciate it even more, and it's going to make you want to stay in contact with that person even more, because you've written it down. You've made it part of your history, and you've made it part of your personal novel. And don't you want to see where that leads to? Don't you want to, you know, one of the things that I like about books is this. I promise I will bring this back to the conversation, but I do like finishing books, and, you know, on my Goodreads, and, you know, you're telling my wife, hey, I'm on book number 8 this year, and she's on book 88. But I never know, you know, if it's the first time I'm reading the book, I don't absolutely know where it's going. I can guess. A lot of times my guesses are correct, but I just enjoy the journey of that book that it takes me on. And, you know, if I can beat my wife 1 year, I'll have to steal her glasses and all of her books. That's the only way I'm going to do it. Or if you all read a bunch of books and I can say, okay, I read those books, and you guys give me a book report on it, there we go. That's how we can outsmart my wife. But yeah, logging that stuff down, in logging that experience down, is important. And, you know, you should, just doing that will make sure that you don't have any writer's block, but you got to log it down. You actually have to write it down, but that's easy to do, because you're recalling what happened, and no one has to see that. That can just be something that you use in your bag of tricks. You know, you put that in your bag of tricks, and then when you're writing something or doing something, you know, dancing or anything like that, then you can call upon that and go, oh yeah, okay, I remember that. Let's try that out for this scene, or for this book, or for this page, or whatever it is. So the last challenge is visualize several experiences you've amassed as a collection of dots in your mind, and look for patterns and possible points of engagement. Now draw them. Oh my God. So I haven't drawn them, but that's that's a book right there. That's a piece of art right there that you can do. A painting, a song, a symphony, or something huge, or it can be something tiny. You know, maybe you're painting the top of a thumbtack. I don't know, but that to me sounds like you're never going to be without inspiration. You're never going to be without an idea. So, you know, log those connections in there, draw them up, see what they look like. Shoot me a picture of it. I'd like to see, connection dots look like, you know, and maybe you put a little, you know, a little blurb on what happened and how you did this, or you talked to this person and it got you here. And then you talked to this person and it got you there. So, do that for yourself. It's kind of like, doing, genealogy. You know, I've recently got into that a little bit. I'm not crazy into it, but I just find it interesting to find people of my ancestry, and I'm not using Ancestry. This is not an ad for Ancestry, but it's just interesting to see. And it gives me, you know, ideas of, you know, different stories that I could tell, you know, just by learning where my ancestors are and making the connections. You know, they moved from here to there to everywhere. So give that a shot for yourself. You know, maybe you're going to look up your ancestry, and that will be a novel for you, or that'll be a dance, or that'll be an opus. Maybe it'll inspire you to cook something. Whatever it does, take a look at that, and that can help you out with your inspiration tremendously. Well, that was today's card. I appreciate you, you know, taking a listen to this podcast, and I really appreciate the time that you put into it, and I hope you appreciate the time that I put into it. I do want to ask you a slight favor. If you got any benefit out of this, I'd ask you to go ahead and share it with a friend. You know, whatever app you're using, if you're on my website, you know, go ahead and give them the website. If you're, you know, using an app, you know, share it through your app. There's lots of different ways, lots of different apps out there. So I'm not going to go through them all. But yeah, go ahead and share it with a friend. I don't mind. Don't mind at all. The other thing I'd like to ask of you is that if you have something going on in your neck of the woods, or if you have, you know, a piece of art that you're working on that I can help you out with, or if you want to get your work out there to other people, I'd be happy to interview you on this show. You can email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. And I'd be happy to get back with you and talk about it and see what we can do about that. The last thing I'm going to ask of you, and I know I'm asking a ton, and I apologize for that, but could you go ahead and email me and let me know what would make this a 5-star podcast in your eyes? I'd like to know about that. You can, you know, a lot of the apps out there, you can comment right there on the app and leave your review or all that. And by all means, go ahead and do that. Even if it's not a 5-star, if it's a 4-star, if it's a 1-star, go ahead and do that. But what I would ask you to do, please, is to go ahead and email me. Same email address, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. And let me know what's going to make this a 5-star podcast for you. Now I'm going to release you to the rest of your day. I hope this was enjoyable for you. I know it was enjoyable for me. So go out there. Tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. And go out there and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you next time.